So as it relates to raid, we're going to go back, Be'ezus Hashem, to the raid of yesterday's daf, and that is the tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda as it relates to shaving a Cholamoed. So let's recap part one and then part two. So the first sugya of Perek Ve'ilu Megalchen discusses an Issed Rabbanon, which states that one is not allowed to cut his hair on Cholamoed. And cut his hair means you're not allowed to take a haircut, you're not allowed to trim your beard, you're not allowed to shave. It's also for a person to be Megaleach on Cholamoed. And the Gemara gave a reason. It's Kidei Shelo Yichnesu L'Regel K'Shehem Menuvalim. Because Chazal so badly wanted that a person should look his finest on Yontif, that Chazal was concerned that if a person is going to know that he has the ability to cut his hair on Cholamoed, he's going to be less pressured to do so before Yontif. And what may happen is, he may enter Yontif not having groomed himself properly. And we don't want a person to enter Yontif K'Shehem Menuvalim. So for that reason, Chazal, with an unprecedented takana, said that counterintuitively, it's aser for a person to groom himself on Cholamoed. It's aser for a person to be megaleach on Cholamoed. Why? Kidei shelo yichnesu l'regel kishehen menuvalin. The Torah in Simin Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph brings b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that if you understand the reason that Chazal will go, that a person is not being Megaleach and Cholamoed, I want to say a Pashat Chiddush Lalacha. And that is, said Rabbeinu Tam, the whole reason Chazal were worried that it should be Aser to be Megaleach and Cholamoed is Kidei Shelo Yichnesu L'Regel K'Shehem Menuvalim. So he said, if that's the case, what would be if somebody did take care of himself before Yontif? Erev Yontif, he took a haircut. Erev Yontif, he trimmed his hair. Every Yontif, he shaved. A person like that now entered Yontif in the proper state. So L'chura, for someone like this, the Tam of the Gemara doesn't really apply. And therefore, said Rabbeinu Tam, someone like that, I believe, would be able to be Megaleach on Cholamoed. The Torah brings Rabbeinu Tam. He says, to me, it's very, very kosher, Rabbeinu Tam. And really, for a few reasons. The most notable reason is, the Mishnah mentions Ve'ilu Megalchem B'Moed, and the Mishnah never mentions someone that was Megaleach, Erev Yontif. So it sounds like, Habom Ebedin Asayam, and if somebody is Bami Beis Hashivya, but it doesn't say if somebody cut his hair Erev Yontif, he'd be able to cut his hair on Cholamoed. So Pasha, from the fact that the Mishnah didn't mention Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush, it's very not mashma like Rabbeinu Tam said the Torah. And it's for that reason Rabbeinu Tam, other reasons as well, is doicha the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Not just that, the Mechaber in Simon Tovka Flamed Alves of Cotton Bakes categorically dismisses Rabbeinu Tam. The Mechaber says that it's also for a person to be Megaleach and Cholamoed, v'afilu im gilach b'Erev Yontif. And even if someone was Megaleach and Erev Yontif, it's going to be Aser. The Ramah has no comment, not the Magen Avram, not the Taz. None of the Noitz Kalim argue. All the Poiskim were masking to Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, that even though Rabbeinu Tam, who is Gadol Koichai Bahira, said a very big Chiddush, but at the end of the day, as it relates to Halacha L'Maisa, nobody paskins like this Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Stating that, Rabbi Cheska Landau, Hagoyin HaGadol, in Shailos HaTshuvos Noida B'Yehuda, in Eir HaChayim, Madura Kama, Simen Yud Gimel, he was asked by some of the locals in Prague, who were finding it very, very difficult to go through an entire Cholamoed without cutting and trimming, or maybe shaving their beard. And they came to the Greisa Paisik, their Rebbe, the Noida B'Yehuda, and they wanted a kula. So the Noida B'Yehuda said that he felt that being the Rabbeinu Tam really was Paiseach, a tremendous Pesach to be Mekel. He feels an obligation to sit down and to explore the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam and the kashas that the Torah and the Paiskim asked him, Rabbeinu Tam, to see if he could be Miyashiv Divri Rabbeinu Tam. And to make a long story short, yesterday we discussed the long story, now the short one. The Noida B'Yehuda was Miyashiv Rabbeinu Tam, but with a tremendous caveat. He said a Chiddush. He said, I think the Paiskim misunderstood Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone thought Rabbeinu Tam was saying that if somebody was Megaleach Erev Yontif, so now it's Mutta to be Megaleach Cholamoed. He says, I don't think Rabbeinu Tam ever meant that. I think all Rabbeinu Tam meant to say was that if somebody was Megaleach and Erev Yontif, then it would be Mutter to be Megaleach Cholamoed al Yidei Ani She'ein Lo Ma Yoicha. And he says, did the Noida Behuda, that really all malachas that you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, as we discussed in the first two prakam of Masechtas Maikon, Chazal said, I don't know why this would be any different. Meaning it's true that in theory there's a problem with going Abim Megalech on Chol HaMoed, but I think it would be mutter. Narvas, there's another issue, which is so if a person shaved on Erev Yontif, so you don't have that problem. Bottom line is, Noida Behuda's Chiddush was that all Rabbi Tam ever meant was al yidei oni she'en lo mayoichal. And then the Noida Behuda said that if that's the case, I don't know if the Poiskim ever really argued with Rabbeinu Tam. It's true, they argued with their Rabbeinu Tam. But he says, I don't know if they ever argued with my Rabbeinu Tam. And had they accepted that Rabbeinu Tam meant what I said, I have a feeling, said the Noida Behuda, the Poiskim would have been maskim. So he said, number one, ichab Rabbeinu Tam. Number two, the way I understand Rabbeinu Tam and the way I'm implementing it lamaisa, I don't even know if there's a machloikis. So the Noida Behuda said, "L'chein ner lafiani es daiti shal kaponim in gilach be'erev regel." If somebody did cut his hair in erev yontif, shekvar yesh lanu amud shal barzel lismoich. Who is that? Rabbeinu Tam. Va'av shechok kol apoyskim kulam ikal makam aydei poyel she'in le mayoichel ner lani es daiti lahater. Ubefrat, he says specifically, befrat l'mishmahay lechubay itzal asarim beduchsim. Certainly, someone that's rogo to be amongst people that are dignitary. Aristocrats, choshev people, the ragel asaper b'chaleis, and he's a person that is accustomed. He shaves every day. Shetzar gadol hu loy begufa legadol ser. It's very painful. The gam lelagul the kalis bein asarim, and also it could be humiliating for him. Shemutal ish kozet lismeichal heter. Now, a person like this has a right lekatchila to be samech on this heter. And we mentioned that this tshuva, although it was written by the gadol hadar and the gadol hadoyros. But Afal Pikin, it made a tremendous tumult. And really, there was an incredible amount of backlash that the Noida Behuda received for this tshuva that he wrote. And the reason was really twofold. Right? Just to understand why the world of Torah reacted the way it did. Number one, because it's a halach and shulchan aruch. Simin tof kuf lamed alefs of cotton bays. There's not a lot of gray area. The shulchan aruch paskins categorically. Rochel bitcha aktana. Says the Shulchan Aruch that a person that ain megalchem emoyed afilu imgilech kodem amoyed. It's clear. Ain megalchem emoyed afilu imgilech kodem amoyed. So at the end of the day, the thought was is that this halacha and this psak Noid Behuda is going to connect the halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Now, what would the Noid Behuda tell you? He would say, no, I said al yidei oni shein lamayoichal. There's a lot of things that are also in chol hamoed. But yeah, there's a sif cotton called oni shein lamayoichal, and I'm only being matured al yidei oni shein lamayoichal. But besides, and this was the bigger issue, and that is minig Yisrael Torah, and the minig was throughout the generations, no one ever heard of such a kula. Everyone knew, Yidden understood that ein megalchem amoed. The eilam megalchem, that's a perik in Chas, it talks about a few exceptions to the rule. But other than that, there were never, ever, ever ways for a person to really circumvent this. And Taste the Noida Behuda, Hagam Shekoyche Gadol Bayra, had a right to go ahead and issue such a heter. We mentioned yesterday, Lashoyne Azov of the Chidah in the Sefer Yosef Oimetz, when he goes through, literally takes you through the entire globe, literally from sea to shining sea, and he talks about all the different kehilas from the Sephardish communities to the Ashkenazi communities, Ke'ishachet Belevechot, they all went and really were moicha very, very strongly, Keneged the Noida Behuda. So here's part two. Shailas Hatshuvas Noida Behuda Madura Kama was printed, just to have a little bit of historical context, in the year 1776. So while the Patriots were fighting for their independence, if you ever wanted to know what was going on in the Olam HaTorah, Noida Behuda in Prague had just released, he had just published his magnum opus, Madura Kama of Shailas Hatshuvas Noida Behuda. 36 years later, in the year 1811, the Noida Behuda's son, Rav Shmuel Landau, printed Noida Behuda, Madura Tinyana. And in Madura Tinyana, there were three tshuvas that were written by the Noida Behuda himself, where the Noida Behuda was responding to different people that had wrote him letters, how you talking, you have a right to go ahead, and even though you're being Samech and Rabbeinu Tam, but you're going connected to Tola Poiskim, and this is not something that really you have a right to do. So what were these three tshuvas? Now, first of all, if you want to look them up inside, it's tshuva tzadik tes, tshuva kuf, and tshuva kuf aleph. Now, tzadik tes and kuf were both written to the same shoyl. They were written to someone that the Noida Behuda addresses as his mechutin, Rab Lemel Segal. Reb Lemuel Segel, he was the Av Beis Din in Eisenstadt. Reb Lemuel Segel, he was the first of the two shoyls that the Noida Yehuda responded to. And basically, he sends him a letter. We don't see the letter, but it's clear from the way the Noida Yehuda responds that, number one, that the shoyl didn't fully appreciate the Noida Yehuda's psak. And he told him again, I have to reiterate, in my mind, and this is so important to understanding the Noida Yehuda's chiddush, Noida Yehuda never thought he was going kineged the poskim. Because Noida Yehuda said that although everyone was doich Rabbeinu Tam, but they were doich Rabbeinu Tam because they thought Rabbeinu Tam was matter b'chol oifen. But said the Noida Yehuda, I'm learning Rabbeinu Tam that he was only matter al yidei oni she'en l'mayoichal, and I never heard one poisik say that it's aser al yidei oni she'en l'mayoichal. So I think we're just arguing in semantics what Rabbeinu Tam meant. But at the end of the day, as it relates to the halacha l'mais, I think everybody would agree that al yidei oni she'en l'mayoichal, it's going to be okay. But it's clear that the shoyl wasn't just being mefakfik on the psak of the Noida Yehuda. He was being a fact for like, how you talking, Noida Yehuda? How you talking? You have a right to do something like this. Why would you come out and would you? And why would you issue such a kula? So Noida Yehuda wrote back to him, Aval Ahuvi. He says, I want you to appreciate. Hoyo v'dofak al pischi, being that you knocked on my door, so I'm going to answer. I'm going to tell you the truth. Vizman Rav ho yisi paseach al shtei seifim in lefarsim dvarim el baseir for a lie. Says I have to tell you, there was a very, very long time that I was paseach al shtei seifim. I was dancing of tvei chasinas. I was back and forth. I was undecided. I was grappling. I was mamish, not sure what the right thing to do was. Va'agid legufa de'uvdo, and let me explain to you. He says ashanim rabbis k'ma yud beis oites vav shanim. Maybe there's a tois, but he says I don't know, 12 or 15 years ago nishalti din ze halacha l'maisa. I was asked this question. So the original time I was asked this question, there was someone who really had a shave on Cholamay. This was very, very important. I sat down and I wrote a tshuva for myself. I wrote a tshuva, the tshuva that you read in my Noida Yehuda. I wrote this tshuva. But I didn't tell the tshuva to the person that asked me the shiloh. I acted ki'ilu hu ay rasha. I told him it's mutter, but I made believe it was like a hirasha. I didn't tell him the emes. His starti atam. I was a little deceptive. I didn't want him to know. V'amarti loy, and I told him, Masha hitarti l'cha, hoyali tam, sho yeshayich rak bepamo'i. Mamish told it to him. He says, this is like a one-time matter. Don't spread it. Don't apply it to anything else. V'loy la'asin v'halamti ahetim imenu. V'omnam tami hoyo. But I says, I want you to understand why. He said, not because I was afraid, oh, if I'm going to give them this hat there, they're going to run with other keirim. I didn't have any of these gross macro cheshbonos. But the reason I did this was, he said, because the people in my kehila, and really in so many kehilas at that time, they were being very, very nichshol in the issue of hashchasa zakein betar. They were shaving, but they were shaving with razors. You know, we take for granted that today you can use an electric shaver that doesn't get involved in these issues. But once upon a time, it was very, very chomor and very, very serious. It was very difficult for a person to shave. So the easiest, most convenient way for a person to shave was to shave with a razor. And shaving with a razor is a person's over the chamish alavim. So I figured like this. I said, I hold it's mutter to shave a chalamay. I have my tshuva tucked away, literally, that I think it's you could be soymech Rabbeinu Tam. But no one knows about it. So I'm going to go tell them that. Like this the whole year, they're shaving with razors. And Rachmada Litzlan, they're being over chamish halav in b'chol yoyim. At least 2 weeks a year, they put down the shaver. So I was so excited that they don't shave chol hamoed. So what am I going to do? I'm going to go ahead and tell them about it. And now I'm going to cause them. It doesn't make any sense. So he says like this. Before I decided to print the Noida Yehuda, meaning around the time I was working on it, so I started gathering all my tshuvas. So Gomarti Balibi, he said, I made up my mind, Lahalam tshuvazu. I'm going to hide this tshuva, v'shaloi lahatfisa. I'm not printing it, mitam hana. Because I didn't want anyone to know. I don't need people shaving with razors. But then I thought about it a little bit more. Ra'isi b'libi, I saw in my heart, Adarabba, le'idach gisa, b'shvil sha'adar paritz b'davar anal. Precisely because the dar is so paritz in this area of razors, toiv yoysa lefarsam ahetar. It's actually better to be mefarsam. What shaykhis? Because they're nichshol and razors, I should be mefarsim. So said the Noida Yehuda, v'atam komus believi. The tam, the reason is hidden. I'm not telling you. In yafzer, then he said, if you're going to push me, lo yashuv, I'm not going to budge. So I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you why. But originally, my thought was, for sure, don't say. Why? Because let people not shave. You'll put down your razors, chachik, for a week or 2 weeks a year. But then I realized, pumfakeh, it's just the opposite. Why? I'm not telling you. And he said like this, v'ani shoykel adova b'dayti. He says, I was thinking about this. K'may mirab yoichem ben zakeh. These words are posh. Every word is a diamond. He said, like mamish, the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who said in Bava Basra, Peites Amid Beis, Oilim Oimar, Oilim Loy Oimar, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai already was debating if he should talk about all the different ways that Ramayim used to cheat people. So he said, Oilim Magadav, I'm going to say, all the Chevra are going to start taking notes, and now they're going to know how to do business. And he said, if I'm not going to say, oh, people say the rabbis, they don't know anything. We can fool them. So he said, Oilim Oimar, Oilim Oimar, Vishom Echom Yakad Moinim Loy, all the Belibay Dover Zeh. And he said, and I know, no one ever had this einfall that I had, is v'tzorech ani gamkin lahalim mashah limuhen. And therefore, I'm not talking about it. Aval al koponim, I want you to know, hechrati, shepirsa mahet b'chol amoid, yesh boi mitzvah rabba, that to write this tshuva was a mitzvah rabba, v'geder u'mishmeres l'toyre l'pritzei adar, and it's actually a tremendous geder and a mishmeres, v'day bozeh, and I'm not talking anymore, ki kfi amark, kfar amarti, I already told you, im yavtzer, if you're going to push me, lo yoyal, so get tchagunish helfen. That's what Nadi Bidu wrote him. So Nadi Bidu started talking to more mysterious. He said, I understand you're upset how I could say something like this, and you know, worried about all these cheshbonos and slippery slopes and things. He said, I thought through all this. And I'm telling you now, the katchila, I wasn't even going to include it. I was back and forth while I'm printing tshuvas. By the way, one thing is clear. You see that when the Noid B'Yehuda printed tshuvas, Noid B'Yehuda, we didn't get every tshuva, right? That's clear, and it's true for all the Gedolim, right? There were many tshuvas that they felt were not meant for public consumption. But bottom line is, Noid B'Yehuda said that this was a tshuva. I was on the fence. I was back and forth. And first, it was pushing to me that I should not include it. And then I came around, but I'm not telling you why. Then he writes a whole tshuva. He goes into the Lamdas of Rabbeinu Tam, and here's the final analysis. He says, says, I hope I answered all your questions. He said, just like when I wrote my first tshuva in Madura Kama, he said, I was so stark, this is what I felt. I feel the same way now. With the same koich dehetero, and I'm not telling you anything else. This is where I'm leaving it. Now, it seems the mechutin that Rab Lemel Segal wrote back to the Noid B'Yehuda, and he didn't stop. He was pushing him again. He was still not happy with this tshuva from the Noid B'Yehuda. And he was pushing him, and he was trying to get the reason. So listen to the opening lines. This is mamish. It's not shaykh. I think this is typical for many arguments that people have. He said, "This is you're asking me the shayla again. I didn't see any chiddush in this next tshuva. You're basically chazering over the first tshuva. And if I'm going to do the same thing, we're just going to go in circles." Kids in the said, "I'm stopping it right now. We're just going, you're chazering it over. So I'm going to chazer over, you're going to chazer over." He said, "What are we going to do? We're going to just keep on writing letters to each other. We both have lives to live. We both have shilas to answer." So Noid B'Yehuda writes them very clearly. He said, "We're pasha going in circles over here." So he said, "The chomashe shafti barishoina ledaiti yesh boy die. No, the malosi any writes to the kabbal." He said, "If you want to be makabu, I wrote in my first tshuva, my asalai. What could I do?" I said, "You know, what should I tell you? I'm not looking to convince you," he said. "And if this is something that you're not masking to," the one thing the Noid B'Yehuda did say is that Rab Lemel Segal told the Noid B'Yehuda that, how do you have a right to write a tshuva and then tell me that you have all these secretive, mysterious reasons that you wrote it and you're not being megala? You have no right to do that. You have to put the tshuva out there for everybody to know." So Noid B'Yehuda wrote back to me, said, "You didn't fashteh what I said. I told you my heter. My heter was Rabbeinu Tam. What I'm not telling you is why I decided to write the tshuva. I mean, I decided not to write the tshuva. I changed my mind. I said I am writing the tshuva. Why? I'm chuyv to tell you that. I'm chuyv to, and for the psak, I'm telling you the psak." He said, number one, I wrote a tshuva in Neir Chaim, Madura Kama, Simon Yod Gimel. This is Mamash what he writes. He said, "By the way, to you, I already wrote another tshuva. So I gave you the longer version of it. I'm telling you everything you want to know. You're pumped not maskim, saying you don't have to be maskim." But he said, I'm not hiding. What am I hiding? I'm just hiding my cheshbon. I have to tell you my cheshbon, why I put it inside. That's not something I'm a shubit to do, and I'm not doing it." And that's what the Noid B'Yehuda told him. He said, "Again, you can ask me as much as you want. I'm not budging. I'm not going to tell you what my reason is." But there's one more tshuva. And this tshuva was written already to a different child. This tshuva was written to Hagoyin HaGadol, Rav Shaul Amsterdam. So who was Rav Shaul Amsterdam? A little bit of history. Rav Shaul Amsterdam's name was Rav Shaul Loben Brown. He was the chief rabbi of Amsterdam. hence the name Rav Shaul Amsterdam. We spoke about him at the end of Masechtes Beya, in the beginning of Masechtes Rosh Hashanah. He was the Mechaber of the Sefer Binyan Ariel. He was also a Ben Achar Ben Achar Ben. He was the great-grandson of the Rebbe Reb Heschel. He was also an Enikel of the Chacham Tzvi. His mother's was the Chacham Tzvi's daughter. So Rav Shaul Amsterdam's Zayda was the Chacham Tzvi on his maternal side. Elta Zayda was Rav Heschel Mikrakow on his paternal side. He was also a Mekuriv of the Noida B'Yehuda. His brother was a Yid by the name of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Berlin, who was the chief rabbi of Berlin, who was also the father, a little Jewish geography, of Rav Shaul Berlin, who was the author of the Besamim Reish that we spoke about several times. But the bottom line is that the Binyan Ariel was considered one of the great Gaonim in Europe at the time. He was also very, very close to the Nevi de Yehuda. Again, he was the chief rabbi of Amsterdam. So in his Sefer Binyan Ariel, he has a tshuva. There's a few pieces on Masechtas Maikon. And one of the pieces is V'zeh Loshen HaTshuva Michvoid Achi HaGoyen Rav Tzvi Hirsch Berlin Sheheshev L'chad Mechavraya. And Bekitzer, it's a tshuva that's written keneged the tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda. And at the end of the tshuva that he brings from his brother, he says, "V'gam ani mitzaref, I'm also not maskim b'chlal to this tshuva the Noida B'Yehuda wrote." So the bottom line is that the two brothers, Rav Tzvi Hirsch and Rav Shaul, the chief rabbi of Berlin and the chief rabbi of Amsterdam, they both held very strongly, they both came out very, very strongly against the Noida B'Yehuda. If you refer back to the Yosef Oimetz, the Chida, that we mentioned yesterday, when he talks about all the different people that spoke out, listen to this line. V'ulam, boy beperek ro'isi asher tekef azru chayel ha-go'inim Rav Shaul Berlin v'Rav Shaul Amsterdam v'cholku ala v'nitvas b'sefer binyan Ariel. It's printed in the Sefer binyan Ariel. So this is the rest of the story. It was these two brothers that both kravim of the Noida B'Yehuda, and they both came out very, very strong. So Rav Shaul Amsterdam, who was very close to Noida B'Yehuda, he actually sent his bekari, he sent his brother's tshuva and his mashani gam ani mitzaref the Soichan, and he went ahead and he sent it to Noida B'Yehuda, and he said, Noida B'Yehuda, Rabbi Yecheskel Landau, how could you allow some people are starting to shave Chalamoy? How do you have a right to go ahead and do it? I think we should just stop for 1 second, just appreciate a little bit more. Why was everyone so up in arms? Right? We mentioned two things. We mentioned number one, it's Keneged Halacha Shulchan Aruch. We mentioned number two, because that's never the way it was. But number three is really the punchline. It's Ikka Chasim and Asayf a little bit. The real reason is because what was going on in the world at this time? Haskalah was starting, and there was such sensitivity to not veer a Kutzah Yud of any area in Halacha. And that's really what was driving all this passion, right? We failed to mention that. But that's what's driving all this passion. There's such a sense of us. So Rav Shaul Amsterdam, Erev Tzvi Hirsch from Berlin, the Bey de Brude, Sheves Achim Kam Yocha, they go and they write a letter to the Noida B'Yehuda, and they say, Oy vey, Noida B'Yehuda, you see what's going on in the gas. Kukos vos tutzachta over here. And it's clear that they were very, very sharp. So the Noida B'Yehuda writes back. He says, "Mechtove yator kibalti." He says, "I receive your pure letter. V'samachti b'shloime. I'm so happy to hear you're doing well." V'ashehir b'lisraim al hetar giluch b'chol amoid. He said, "You know, I see you're very upset and disappointed about my heter, about shaving a chol amoid." So he says, "I want you to know, hinei ein darki loimer kiblu daiti." Says, "I've never asked anyone to agree with me. Like, I it doesn't bother me that you don't agree." V'kvar higdamti b'aktoma sifri. He says, "If you read the haktoma to my sefer Noida B'Yehuda, you'll know shani eini kedai lismach alai klal. I don't think I'm worthy of being soimach on me. V'ani hoitzesi chiburi la'ar. The reason I put out this sefer was sheyilamdu atalmidim. So my talmidim should have where to learn from. Ashaz dikani Hashem laharbitz toyer b'Yisrael. V'zei yoyseme arbom shonu le'pasku talmidim ibeisi." So if you just said, "For 40 years I've been teaching Torah to talmidim. V'imheime yilmudu boy daily. I put it out for my..." It's not Shaykh. Noida B'Yehuda wasn't being Rabin Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla when he was writing these tshuvas. He was put out a sefer for his talmidim. He had talmidim, so he wanted to give them some continuing education opportunities. So he put out svarim for the talmidim. They were rabbonim in different cities. So what are they going to do when they're ashayles? That's why he put out these svarim. Avol G'dayli Adar. You think I wrote the sefer for G'dayli Adar? Chas v'shalom sha'avay lahayros lahem v'chol echad k'day la'atzmoy. So he says this whole idea that you're not accepting what I'm saying. That's fine. So then he says like this. This that that you wrote Sheikr Sfaras Hapoiskim Ma'isrim, Tolbi Bedivre Agois, Maimini Beshem Rabbein Ramin Rotenberg, Rabbin Shall Call Yisrael. Say, one of the things that the Rishon Amsterdam told the Neid Behuda, he says, you realize you're coming with a Rabbeinu Tam? Do you realize all the Poiskim argued Rabbeinu Tam? And Uberoisham, the Maramin Rotenberg, that was Rabbin Shall Call Yisrael. So listen to what the Neid Behuda writes. He says, Hine, me, what your day, Amigdulas Maram? He says, who doesn't know? You have to tell me how great the Maram of Rutenberg was. What? I don't know. And he said, I would never argue on the Maram of Rutenberg. But you should know, if the Maram of Rutenberg was Rabin Shal Yisrael, Rabbeinu Tam, who Rav Shal Rabbanon Shal Yisrael. He says, it's true Maram of Rutenberg was Rabin Shal Yisrael, but I'm coming for Rabbeinu Tam, who is the Rav, not of Kol Yisrael, the Rabbanon from Kol Yisrael. For some reason, Nebuda felt he always had to repeat this. I was never being mad at what Maram Rotenberg answered. They agree. There's no machloikis in halacha. Rak beferish bediver Rabbeinu Tam. The machloikis is in what Rabbeinu Tam meant. Umemarav shoch im kavanas Rabbeinu Tam came. Matoy v'manoim. Then the emes hit Rabbeinu Tam v'chalutim, and Rabbeinu Tam means what they thought he meant. Nu al kaponim ani eni matir rak al yedei poyolani. V'ena nisoyse divrei shum echad me'agdoilim. Says a pasha, I don't know why everyone, that's not what I'm doing. Bottom line is that the Neid Behuda ends by saying again that I never expected anybody to accept my psak. I totally understand that you don't want to paskin this way for your talmidim and for your kehilas. I just paskin this way for my talmidim, the zehu, and this is where he left it. So the Neid Behuda wrote three tshuvas where he fa'enferred his position. He clearly doubled down. Like he said in Tshuva Tzadik Tes, he said very, very clearly, he said, Vanika koichi oz, ken koichi ata b'koich tehetera. He says he wasn't backing off, but he gave us a little bit of insight into really an internal struggle that the Neid Behuda was having himself. And he said that when he was being masada, which tshuvas to include in his shayla of tshuvas Neid Behuda, his muschul rishon was not to include this tshuva. Because he actually thought that's not a good idea. Why? So he had this cheshbon. His cheshbon was because people were being nechshol, they were shaving with razors, and he was afraid that if they're going to now also shave on Chol HaMoed, they're just going to use razors more often. So it had nothing to do with the Issa D'Rabbanan of shaving on Chol HaMoed. Kadesh lo yichnusu l'regel k'shem inuvolim. It was more related to shaving with razors, where a person's over chamish alav and chayim. But then he said, I realized that hoguf is a reason to go fakert. Why? I'm not telling you. And it doesn't matter how much you push me, I'm still not going to tell you. So what was the reason? What was this reason that the Neid Behuda didn't want to disclose? So the truth is, Neid Behuda never disclosed, and we don't know from the Ksav Kodesh of the Neid Behuda what it was. But there was a Goyen Olam, and one of the G'dayle Yisrael, a Kodesh Elyon, that wrote a truth on this topic as well. He brings the Neid Behuda, and he said that I think I know what the soid of the Neid Behuda was that he didn't want to be Megala. And that's the Helig Chsam Sofer. The Chsam Sofer in Erechayim, Tshuva Kuf Nun Dalet. He wrote a whole tshuva about Tiglachas B'chol HaMoed. And then he says, V'hinei, B'Neid Behuda Tinyona Simen Tzadik Tes, Simen Kuf Aleph, Nira Shehirgish B'chushas Halachazu. V'kosav Shalei Rotzel HaTfisoi. He didn't want to print it. Rak Mitam HaKomus. But he has a reason, a secret reason, and that's why he ended up being Mater. So he says, V'ani Hoylech Rachel u'megalasai. I'm a hoylech Rachel. I'm going to be megalasai. I'm going to tell you what the reason of the night. I know what it was, and I'm going to tell you what it was. So the Helig Chsam Sofer said, he says, you want to know what the reason was? Is because the halacha is that in order for a person to be over the iser, shaving with a razor, the hair has to be a certain length. It has to be big enough to be lakuf roishoy leikroy. So you have to be able to chop on to the hair and be able to bend it backwards. But if the hair is so small that you can't take it to be lakuf roishoy leikroy, if that's the case, you're not going to be over the isra hashchas zaken. So he says, I think the Noi de Behuda held that it was good that the Oilam was shaving every day. Because by shaving every day, like this, they would never be going for the Issadei Reis of Ashchos HaZake. But if you're going to go ahead and now be Machmer and tell them, you're not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, we're really Kedai Rabbeinu Tam, Lismay Chol HaBefrat Ayidei Oni She'en Lai Mayoichav. So you know what's going to happen? The Isru Chag, everyone's going to take out their razors and they're going to shave, and now they're going to be over the Issadei Reis. And that's what the Noi de Behuda meant. He said, my Muschel Rishon was that I'm going to tell them you could shave on Chol HaMoed. I'm being Moisif. But then he chapped, it's just the opposite. That by him going ahead and him telling them that they should shave on Chol HaMoed, he's actually preventing the Chamish Alav and Mechol Yoyim. And that's what the Noi de Behuda said. If you look at his lashon, he said, I chapped me oisa atam gufa. It's me oisa atam gufa. That was the cheshbon. That was the cheshbon of the Noi de Behuda. There's a go, is chsam sofer from Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger. I go, you slave for Ivri. He says, so what about Bein HaMetzarim? What about Svira? Ich weiß nicht. But I'll go upon him. But this was his cheshbon. This is what the Chassam Sofer said. This is what the Noi de Behuda was thinking. Noi de Behuda, for whatever reason, didn't want to be Megalit. But this is really what was going on. Incidentally, this is tremendous insight to what was a major issue at that time. And that is shaving with razors. In fact, there's other tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer. There's two tshuvas in Ebene Ezer Chelik Beis, where the Chassam Sofer says that he was once by Rav Meshulam Igra, the great guy in Rav Meshulam Igra. And Rav Meshulam Igra was saying that today everyone's a chashid. Everyone's a chashid. The sugi over there was Hamevi get me medina sayam tzarich sheyoyim rabbefanei nechtav ubefanei nechtam. And there was a shliach that brought a shliach like lacha with a gadisha. And Rabbi Shlomiger didn't want to trust this person that he was a good shliach. He said he's a chashid. And he said, why is he a chashid? He said everyone's chashudim. And the Chassam Sofer said that I remember Rabbi Shlomiger saying that the reason everyone was considered a chashid is because everybody was malva beribis. This is what the Chassam Sofer said. And the Chassam Sofer says to me, it's how everyone's malva beribis. You have to be a gvir to be malva beribis. How's everybody malva beribis? And he says, even the ribis that people are sometimes malva, he said, usually it's derech iska, which is only ribis derabanan, doesn't necessarily knock you out. So he says, I don't think that's the reason. So the Chassam Sofer said, what's the reason? This is an Evene Ezer Chelik Beis, it's Simen Nun Aleph. He said that I think the real reason is heyois at the roiv hamegulche zokin nechshodim sheviu tar. It's because today everybody shaves with razors, and because they shave with razors, that's why. So this was a major issue. People were shaving with razors, and the Chassam Sofer Lishintasa, who talks about that, and he says that's what was going on in Noi de Behuda's world. He said he knew people were shaving with razors. So on the first hand, Muschel Rishon was go ahead and just I'm going to tell you to shave on Chol HaMoed Vaita with a razor, and then I chat just the opposite, because as long as you're sitting and you don't have Kedei Lok of Rosh and Leikro, you're not going to be over this if they rise it. If you're not going to be over this if they rise it, that's what the Eitz is going to be. I and Shom and the Chassam Sofer. Lamaisa the Chassam Sofer at the end, he argues with the Noi de Behuda, and he says, even though I know the Noi de Behuda was, but at the same time, he says in a dar like this, he says, Dvarim that are Koshin Kegidin, you have to see it inside. But he says that, you know, in a dar like this, with his Pritze Amenu and the Maskilim was starting to do their thing, to be matter something, even if it's mutter, is so dangerous. You know, the Chassam Sofer doesn't invoke the words Chadash Asim and Atayr in that piece. But he makes one of his greatest cases that he ever made for Chadash Asim and Atayr, and it's Keneged a tshuva that was written by none other than Ga'ana Ga'oinim the Noi de Behuda. But I was just thinking, in the final analysis, and maybe we'll do a part three, but in the final analysis, you know, the Noi de Behuda wrote a tshuva. He wrote a tshuva for something that he thought was mutter. And he was positive it was mutter. At the same time, he recognized it wasn't so pasha. And he says it was back and forth and forth and back. Ultimately, the tshuva was written and all the ge'onim of the entire world, no one saw the world the way the Noi de Behuda saw it. And Noi de Behuda didn't back down. He didn't back down. His mekurovim, his mechutin, his cousins, everybody, g'dayli yoylem, were writing letters to him. And he said, "Mani koichi atika koichi yoz, but the zel b'koich that dayra." He wasn't backing down. And he didn't even want to reveal his reason. He was so sensitive to what was going on. The Chassam Sofer, who we know the erech he had for the Noi de Behuda. There are times when people ask shailos to the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer said, "Kfar hoyre zaken." He said, "Nebuda ready paskin. What are you asking me for?" In tshuvas, he said, "Kfar hoyre zaken. There's nothing for me to talk about anymore." We know the erech he had, but over here he wasn't masking to the Noi de Behuda. Over here he came out with a tkifas. So my hergish was this: that the Noi de Behuda, in one of the tshuvas where he fights back, so he said he told his cousin Rab Lemuel Segel, his mechutin. So he told him, "I feel like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Bava Basra, that's Aleph Aleph, who said, Oilim Oimar, Oilim Loyoimar. What came to mind is another memory that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Anvesenusoi Shrab Schari ben Afkilos is what was Machrib the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara Gittin has the Girsa, it's Rabbi Yochanan, but in Taisefta, it's not Rabbi Yochanan, it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Anvesenusoi Shrab Schari ben Afkilos was Machrib the Beis HaMikdash. And we've mentioned so many times over the years that Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuva, and this is in Yerudea Kuf Aleph. I always remember because it's Yerideo 101, and this is Ramosha 101, where he defends the way he went about Paskini Shailas, and even though sometimes he said things that were not popular, and sometimes Afilu Kineged is Lashin is Mixus Rishayunim, but Alpha Piki Ramosha felt what he had to do, and he said, every Rav needs to do that. And he says, Anvesenusa Rabschaya, Rabschaya ben Afkilo says, Anova, his humility was what caused him to do what? It's what caused Churban Beis HaMikdash, because a poisik is not allowed to be an onov. He has to do what he thinks is right. And like Rabbi Schaya ben Afkilo, like Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, who said, and like Rabbi Moshe said it in Yerideya 101, the Noit Behud himself in Arachayim Tinyona 101 said the same exact thing. And he said, you can't go with the Derech Hanivos. And he went and he wrote a tshuva despite the fact that he thought it wasn't popular. And what came to mind was another Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, who has an audience with the Kesa Shalroimi, and he tells him, grant me three wishes, and I'll give it to you. And he obtained the Yavne v'Chachamel, and I want you to save the family, Rabbi Gamliel, and heal Rabbi Tzadik. And then Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva, the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Akiva heard, and he said, what? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, why didn't you ask for the Beis HaMikdash? He said, Meshev Chachamim Ocher V'daitom Yisachel. And sometimes a Poisek, a Rav, has to make a tough decision. He has to make a gutsy decision. And you see, Mamash, you see the whole night of Yehuda here. You see, Koichai Gadol Bahira to learn Pshan and Rabbeinu Tam, not like anyone learned Pshan and Rabbeinu Tam. And to go Kineged Kol HaPoiskim, and even to say something that some thought is going Kineged the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Now, you didn't think so. But Kineged the Shulchan Aruch, Kineged the Maram de Rutenberg, who's Rabin Shul Kol Yisrael. Like the Shaul told the Noid of Yehuda. And Alpha Pik and Rabbi Yehuda persisted and he didn't back down. And he invoked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Oilim Oimar, Oilim Oimar. But I think you see the meat of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great Jewish leader during such a critical time in Jewish history, of Anvesunusa Ishrab Schaya that was Machru the Beis HaMikdash. You see the tchunois of a leader, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who has to make a decision and he's back and forth and he says, you know what? Destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Obtain the Yavna v'chachamel. It's like this 2,000 years from now, people will still be learning Torah, and like this Klal Yisrael will be Chai v'kayim at Bias Gadol Tzedek. And that's the Noid of Yehuda. He invoked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and you see him he's taking on this Shiloh with the burden that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai took on the Nesius and the Hanhog of leading a Klal Yisrael. But one thing is clear. In the final analysis, what does this all boil down to? All the drama, these books that have been written off this is mamish, it's not shaykh, it's yontif in the vachin. But in the final analysis, what does it boil down to? Lamaisa, yeah, all this is easy. This is fun and games. This is the pachim tanim. Boils down to a sugi and mite cut and daf yadal. It always does. It boils down to a shitas Rabbeinu Tam with kashas and Rabbeinu Tam and yoimu kol asrikin asurim sriku baisis mutarim. At the end of the day, it boils down to taira. That's what it boils down to. And the chasam sofer and the Noid of Yehuda, there were sensitivities because of the times, no question. But at the end of the day, what it really, really boils down to, it boils down to a chiddush from Rabbeinu Tam, how to understand Rabbeinu Tam, that Yehuda understood it one way, everyone else understood it another way, and that's really at the core what this whole pulmus was all about.